It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. And this is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. So let me tell you what this version of the podcast is all about. It's very different to everything that we release during the week. So when we are recording our podcast during the week, we record it live. And what I mean by that is we broadcast it live on our Facebook page, and that generates phone calls to take part in each episode. And while the audience is building up on Facebook, myself and Jeremy sit here in our studio talking the most random rubbish. We get stuff off our chest. Some of it is funny, some of it is pathetic, but it's a bit of a laugh. And we call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And the thing about this bit of the show is we don't edit it at all. So it's in four different sections, but no editing at all. So I leave it up to you to imagine what this is going to be like. On this episode, you will hear how Jeremy visited a brothel live on air. He'll tell us that story. I shame Jeremy over something that he won't do with his daughter, which I'm still shocked about. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, get your shit together. That'll all be explained. Let's start last Monday.
I was talking to a listener, ladies and gentlemen, at the weekend who came up to me, as many people do, because I'm fairly well known in the Dublin area. And
very well known for having such a shiny head.
And
look at the shine off it. Look. You can actually see that from outer space.
There's a lot of shine.
There's a lot of shine.
Who'd be looking at me from outer space?
Anyway, go on.
See your belly from outer space.
An alleged listener.
Victim, geez. Well, yeah, probably victim as well. And I was asking why she never comes on the show. And she said, bit flat Dublin, kind of flat accent. She said, I wouldn't go on with you. You're so posh. Why do people think I'm posh?
You're posh.
Yeah. She said that I was posh.
He clearly doesn't know you.
People say that regularly.
Yeah, but that's because you're a snobby prick.
No, but you can't.
You look down your nose on people.
Oh, everybody. Everybody.
You do.
I do, yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't make you posh, though. Posh is if you live on,
I have a posh address.
You don't have a posh address.
The Gables. The Gables is very posh.
It's not called the Gables.
Oh, no, it is. I wrote it in shock on the ground. The Gables is posh.
Yeah, but that's not the name of your house.
No, it's not, sadly. No. I would say inside my house, ladies and gentlemen, would be probably posher than any of your houses.
Inside your house?
A lot of our listeners would have, like, those porcelain statues on the windowsill. Why? Why did they do that?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, if you are one of those families that does that, can I just...
What's wrong with porcelain statues in your window?
Well, I'll tell you.
If
you have the patience to listen.
Yeah, go on.
Now, I'm not one to judge. I'm not a judgmental person.
You are. You judge people every day.
No. And I don't like looking down at my nose at people.
Do that every single day.
But I don't like doing it. Would you listen to what I'm saying? Can you hear the words coming out of my mouth?
You don't like doing it.
I don't like looking down your nose on people. Yeah. I don't like judging people. I don't like casting aspersions. I don't like people that have this better than me attitude. And I don't want any of you to take offence to this, but if you own a house or you're renting a house and it has porcelain statues in the garden or on the windowsill, would you ever do me a favour? I'll even pay for the skip for you. Well, not the full skip. I get the bag one.
Oh, no, it's only a tenner.
I don't do metal skips. I don't do metal skips. They're too expensive.
Yeah, they are expensive.
You see how expensive they are? I do the bag.
You do the bag, do you?
Yes, I'm a big fan of the bag.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, sure, last weekend I did the bag.
What?
Yeah, I sent you a photograph last Friday.
Well, I didn't get any such photograph.
Jesus, who did I send it? Last Friday I did the bag.
Really?
Yes, last Friday. Sorry, who did I send the photograph?
And who was minding the kids, or where were the kids when this was going on?
The kids were helping me.
What?
The kids were helping me. That was a family event.
So on Friday, you were on the bag and the kids were helping you.
I wasn't on the bag, I was beside the bag. I don't do skips.
Right, okay, anyway, go on.
So I bought the skip bag. Anyway, throw your bloody white statues into the skip because that's where they belong. They are absolutely disgusting and disgrace. And the same can go, and by the way, I reported our neighbour for this last summer. Now, suffice it to say, nothing was done about it. My neighbour decided last summer, which is so, it's so council estate, decided to put gnomes in her front garden.
Garden gnomes?
But where else would you put a gnome? Up your arse. And she decided to put gnomes in her garden.
And what's wrong with gnomes?
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. Now, maybe if you're living in Neilstown, or maybe if you're living in... What's the dodgy estate down the road from us?
Oh, we won't mention it.
Donnymead.
So now you don't like looking down your nose on people, but now you're saying if you've got garden gnomes in your front garden, you're scum. Is that what you're saying?
The point I'm trying to get back to is people thinking I'm posh. If you were to go inside my house, it is quite posh. So for a start, we have a set of encyclopedias in the study.
In the study?
We have a study.
A study?
Yeah, we have a study.
You live in a dog box.
No. The study is down on the lower level.
Down on the lower level.
Yes.
In the east wing.
You what?
In the east wing.
The east wing. We also have, and a lot of you would not have this, and again, I'm not looking down my nose on it, but a lot of you think that art is the picture of the woman on the beach that you bought in Woody's DIY for $9.99. I have, in my house, hanging up in my living room, original art.
What, by your kids?
Now, one of the paintings that I have was painted by Padraig O'Hunachach. Do you know who he is?
No, I don't know who he is.
So Padraig O'Hunachach is...
that's his name, isn't it? That's, oh, you're such a fool.
No.
What's his name again?
Padraig O'Hunachach. And it is a painting of the Royal Canal.
The Royal Canal, not the Grand Canal.
Just down at Baggot Street there. And it's called Canal on a Sunny Day. And this painting by Padraig O'Hunachach, which was bought by me, by the way, about 10 years ago, for, I think it was $2,500, is probably worth about $10,000.
Is it really?
It's probably worth, so.
Do you know what I'm going to call you from now on? Walter.
Walter?
I'm going to call you Walter.
Oh, like your man from Breaking Bad.
No, not him.
Walter White.
No.
I don't do drugs.
I'm going to call you Walter from now on, yeah?
Yeah. People only think you're posh because 99% of your callers go to Benidorm for holidays and eat a fry for dinner, says up her own arse, Emma. So you think I'm up my own arse? Now, you are right, Emma. I would say half our listeners do eat fries for dinner. I can safely say that I have never had a fry up for dinner.
Really?
I think it's...
You don't know what you're missing.
I think it's grotesque.
Ah, for God's sake.
Get your shit together.
What?
I said...
Get your shit together.
Ah, which brings us nicely to that.
That's exactly what I'm doing
here. Did you know that Get Your Shit Together...
Like this.
Get your shit together.
Get Your Shit Together has become a...
A catchphrase.
People have been coming up to me at my gigs. I was gigging in Glastonbury at the weekend. I was in the Legends stage.
Where are you? The Legends stage.
That's where I was, yeah.
Definitely, I'm calling you Walter from now on.
So
what I'm going to call you, Walter.
As I was gigging,
get your shit together.
As I was gigging in Glastonbury at the weekend, people started chanting up to the stage.
Get your shit together.
So that is our friend, what's his name, John Boy. John Boy. And that has become the new catchphrase for the show. So we thought we'd get as many people to do it as possible. So stop playing this because I'm trying to tell people what to do. So what we want to do, even if you're a licker who's never contacted the show before because you're a licker, what we want you to do is send us a voice note. Yeah, Patrick O'Hulachan. Honestly, look him up. He's one of Ireland's top artists.
Come on.
Actually, the only thing that man is drawing at the moment is the dole.
Get your shit together.
Send us a WhatsApp now. Give them out the number.
085-825-2626. Send us a WhatsApp voice note right now.
With you
saying exactly what John is famous for saying.
Get your shit together.
Now, as I said, this is for, you know, there's lots of you who don't like making comments about different topics because you might be a bit shy and stuff like that. And that's fair enough. But literally, you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is send a voice note on WhatsApp. And all it has to say is,
get your shit together.
No, I need him. I need him angrier.
Oh, you want him angrier. Yeah, okay. Angrier. Your wish is my command. Yeah.
Get your fucking shit together.
Now, that's where we're at. That is the...
That's the standard.
That's the standard, okay? So
you don't have to say the effing word, but here we go again.
Get your fucking shit together.
Okay. We just want you to send us a voice note right now to 085-825-2626 with your version of...
Get your shit together.
Or...
Get your fucking shit together.
Okay, so send the voice note. Now, this is for all the... Especially if you're, you know, socially awkward, the Paul Brady's and stuff like that. who don't like talking to human beings, this is your opportunity. Now, Lorraine has been on about something completely different now. I've been asked to play your message. You play the message from Lorraine, please.
I will. Here we go. This is Lorraine.
That's funny, Jeremy, because you wouldn't hang your kids' paintings up. Do you remember having that conversation before? But you'll hang up a picture of the Royal Canal by some painter none of us have ever heard of.
Sorry, Amanda, why did you let me play that? Why do people play messages that bring up the past?
You did actually say that on this podcast, that you would not display art created by your children in your house.
What I said was, my daughter came home from her first day in junior infants, and she had a painting of a house and a tree, and it was just two squiggles.
Yeah.
There was no artistic quality to the picture whatsoever.
But she's your little darling, so it shouldn't matter.
No, it was two squiggles. And she wants me to put that up on my Smeg 5 grand American style double door freezer.
But that's not the freezer you have.
Oh, it's actually a
Electrolux.
It's even worse. It's one of those makes you've never heard of.
Get your fucking shit together.
Send us a voice note right now to 085-825-2626 with your version of get your shit together.
Now, we want angry. We want really, really angry, okay?
Okay, so let's try Brian.
Jeremy, get your shit together.
Not bad,
no,
not bad.
There's more anger.
It wasn't angry enough, wasn't it?
There's more anger at a funeral. Let me hear it again.
Jeremy, get your shit together.
No, that's not even angry.
No, it's not angry enough, is it not? No. Okay,
next one.
Send them in to us to 085-825-2626. This is Eddie.
Get your shit together.
No, you're laughing.
There's too much laughing there, Eddie.
This is a serious conversation.
Get your shit together.
No.
The next one I've been told is...
It needs to have more anger in it. Here we go.
Get your fucking shit together.
I mean, there's real anger.
I like that. Yeah. Give us that again.
Here we go. This is Johnner.
Get your fucking shit together.
Okay, go to Edward next.
So, Eddie, there's too much laughing in your one. Sorry.
Get your shit together.
Okay, here we go. Ed.
Get your fucking shit together, you prick.
Ah, here, now, there was no need for that.
Yeah, no, that was...
Now, I've been told...
Not bad, Ed.
Get your fucking shit together, you prick.
Now, I've been told the next one from Tracy is if you've kids around...
Oh, turn
why
down.
Why would you have kids around at this time of day?
You might not.
Okay,
good. Okay, here we go. Tracy.
The fact of the matter is, get your fucking shit together, lads.
That's not bad now, Tracy. That's not bad. Let's have a listen again.
Get your fucking shit together, lads.
Not bad, Tracy. Not bad. There's a bit of anger in there.
Get your fucking shit together, lads.
You don't need to play them over and over again. We've loads of them. You're just repeating them.
Okay, here we go. This is from Jess.
Get your shit together, will you?
Get your shit together. You don't need to play them twice. Now
I have to hear it again.
Get your shit together, will you?
Yeah, get your shit together.
Now, the next one from Aisling, okay? I don't know Aisling from Adam.
But they're two completely different names.
Yeah, so why would you know them? Okay, let me just say about Aisling. I don't know this woman from Adam. I would not like to cross her path.
Oh, listen, really? Oh, listen, okay, here we go.
Get your fucking shit together.
Oh, That is a lot of anger there.
Now, you've throughout your life, Edward,
I've angered a lot of women.
You've angered a lot of women.
Not this much, though.
No.
Here we go.
Get your fucking shit together.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of anger there, Aisling. Keep them coming in, 085-825-2626. We want you to get your shit together. We want to hear your version of our famous friend John when he says,
get your fucking shit together.
Oh, yeah. Now, Darren is normally angry. Is he angry this time?
Here, get your shit together.
He's trying to cover the culture accent. He just sounds the exact same.
Here, get your shit together.
Very good. Yeah, not bad, Darren. Not bad. I leave the hair out.
Get your shit together.
Good man. Thanks very much. They're flying in. 085-825-2626.
Can I just say, by the way?
Yep.
It's a bit repetitive.
Why?
People saying the same thing.
That's what we asked them to do.
People saying, but it's a bit... I'm just saying it's a bit repetitive.
We asked you to do that. Okay, hang on. Amanda.
Okay.
Here we go.
Get your fucking shit together, will you?
Oh, I like that one.
Not bad, not bad.
get your fucking shit together, will you?
Now, our friend Neil, taxi driver Neil, TikTok taxi, what's
TikTok?
TikTok taxi, yeah, taxi yeah. time. Neil, as you know, can go to zero, from zero to 100 in 2 seconds. Like, Neil will be talking to you.
Very placid 1 minute. Oh, yeah,
how are you, Adrian? How are you, Jeremy? How are things? I hope you're having a good day. Are you all right? And then 2 seconds later, you fucking, I'm never fucking listening, you fucking prick again. So here is Angry Neil.
Ah, get your fucking shit together.
Yeah, jeez, imagine him driving you home after a night out.
Get your fucking shit together.
Yeah.
Now, I want
you to... A lot of anger there.
Before we go to Samantha, I just want to set the scene with Samantha, yeah?
Okay.
So Samantha asks you to paint the bathroom.
Yes.
Yeah? And you keep putting it off, yeah?
Yeah.
Keep putting it off and you keep putting it on the long finger. And she finally comes in, expecting the bathroom to be done, and it's not done. This is Samantha.
Get your fucking shit together.
That would be literally
That is it.
That would be literally it.
So you've done nothing in the bathroom, or you've made a balls of it, and she storms in.
Get your fucking shit together.
I don't think it's mostly women sending these. Now, Lorraine is another listener to this podcast, as you know,
yep.
is always angry about everything, isn't she? She's just an angry woman, isn't she?
Let's hear how angry she is. Here we go, Lorraine.
Get your fucking shit together, lads.
Oh, oh man, yeah, imagine, yeah. No offence, Lorraine, but imagine being married to that. Imagine being married to any of them. Jesus Christ.
Joe is in Canada.
Get your fucking shit together.
Oh, good man. Yeah, there's a lot of Canadian anger there.
Get your fucking shit together.
The man doesn't sound like he's from Canada.
He does. But Canadians aren't really aggressive, sure they're not.
What?
Canadians are nice people.
Get your fucking shit together.
Good man. Kerry.
Get your fucking shit together, you pox.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Okay, come here. That's enough bad language for...
I have to hear that again. Imagine getting into an argument with her. Kerry.
Get your fucking shit together, you pox.
And if there's one thing this podcast needs, is another angry woman. We don't have enough angry women on this podcast, sure we don't?
Angela!
Jesus Christ, lads, get your fucking shit together.
I'm sorry, you were all brilliant and all that, but nothing beats the original.
No, the original and the best.
He's the OG, isn't he?
He is.
Johnner is the OG.
Get your fucking shit together!
Good man, there you go. Get your shit together.
I'm just looking at the votes here. Who thinks was the best one? Everybody's saying Samantha. What was Samantha's one like again? Go back to Samantha.
Oh, Samantha, let me see. Hang on now. Oh, here we are. Here we are. Here's Samantha. Let's have a listen to her.
Get your fucking shit together.
Oh, yeah, there is. There's a lot of anger there.
Yep, yep.
There is.
Get your fucking shit together.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly single.
What?
Clearly single. No,
why?
No man could put up with that. No man.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Can I just share something with you? Have I ever spoken about this before? I have been in a brothel before.
Oh.
Yes.
That's a very random statement to just come out with.
Yeah, no, because remember off air we were talking about, I wonder what a brothel looks like. And then I said to you, how do you not remember that I was in a brothel? For the show.
Were you?
Yes. This is the weirdest thing ever. Now, the majority...
Majority? What's the majority saying?
Well, I don't know. They're not talking. The majority of you listening to this right now have probably never been in a... Is it brothel? Do you pronounce
brothel,
it?
Yeah.
Do you pronounce the TH?
You do.
I don't think you do. I think
it's not a brothel.
No, I think it's brothel.
It's
brothel.
Not brothel.
It's brothel.
I was in the brothel. No, brothel. Go on.
I would imagine the vast majority, certainly women. A woman has never been in a brothel.
Well, unless she works in it. Then she's probably in it.
Yeah, but I don't think we have browsers listening to us.
You never know.
Oh, really? Okay. Good afternoon, browsers. Good evening, browsers.
I don't think they like to be referred to as browsers.
Well, what's the technical name for us?
Prostitutes.
Anyway, back in the day, now this is back 3 shows previous to this, so not the last station we worked in, or the one before. It was the one before it. Where we met. Like Sleepless in Seattle. Do you remember where we met?
It was FM 104.
Yeah, that's where we were.
Yeah.
And we were doing an expose on brothels. I can't do the TH thing.
It's brothels.
I don't think it is. No one has ever called it. Sorry, can you tell me where the brothel is? No. I'll call it brothels for the purpose.
Brothel. you sound like a fool.
Anyway, we decided to do an expose on brothels.
Brothels, yeah.
And Adrian says to me, why don't you go down and pose as a customer and go to one? So we went onto a certain website. We can't give out that website. Is that website still around?
Probably not.
Well, I mean, let's see if that website is still around.
Oh, it actually is.
You visited this website 20 times in the last week.
So 21 times.
There's a certain website. Oh, God.
Oh, God almighty. Knock that off there.
Oh, Lord.
That's now down in your search history.
Anyway, this is our internet. There's a certain website where you can book a lady.
In a brothel.
Anyway, we went to this website, which is still around, by the way. And you wouldn't be booking that.
No, certainly not. Somebody would.
No, there's nobody. What's going on there? I mean, is that the belly button or is that the other thing? I can't tell. Anyway, we went onto this website and we posed as a client and booked a session for me. Now, suffice to say, I didn't do the session. This was 20 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And I went down.
And it was out near Tala somewhere,
no,
wasn't it?
No, it wasn't near Tala. Where was it? It's probably gone, so we can probably say where it was. It was in a very posh part of Dublin. It was Baggett Street.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And it was in a house that you would never... When you think of a brothel, you think of like a seedy place. This was a place, a Georgian house with steps going up to it, with pillars, the whole lot. And I arrived, now I was a lot younger then, you have to remember. I arrived with my little microphone in my hand and my recorder and knocked on the door. And the lady answers the door and she's in negligee, is that a word?
Yep.
Negligee, lingerie she's wearing. And it's the weirdest interaction I've ever had with a human being. So she says, now she was of foreign extraction. She says, are you my 230? Are you my 230?
Where was she from?
I don't know. I didn't ask her. Are you my 230? She said. And I said, I am, but I'm not the 230 that you were expecting. And she says, so what do you mean? Do you want... some service that I don't provide. I'm thinking.
You stop doing the accent because you're shit at it.
I'm thinking Transylvania. Right. I'm thinking Transylvania. So
Dracula was behind the door.
Yeah. And Dracula answered the door, which she did have down on her list of things she likes to do, bite necks. So, and I said, I don't want to avail of your services. I just want to interview you for a radio show. And she had no idea what show it was or anything like that. So anyway, I said, we will pay you for the interview. And she said, okay, it makes no difference to me. 45 minutes of sex or 45 minutes of interview, it's all the same. I get paid at the end of the session.
She speaks completely different now, by the way.
Her accent was changed as the conversation went on. So anyway, I sat down in the brothel with her. And this was this was like a house from Downton Abbey or something like that. Like it was plush. It was very plush. And I said, can I have a tour of the brothel? Oh, no problem. We have nothing to hide here. Nothing to hide.
Where is she from now? She's changed yet again.
She has changed multiple nationalities. And she brought me in and it's the most bizarre thing. So there was two separate bedrooms in the place where they obviously go. And then there was two showers. So apparently the deal is, I didn't, because you learn all these things when you go in there. The clients that go to these women
in the brothel,
they have to have a share before the deal is they have to have a share. So I didn't need to have a share because I was only interviewing. That would have made no sense. Me in the share and my microphone, man. Can I come out now? My microphone is wet. So I sat down and interviewed her for, we'll have to try and find the audio of it. But it was bizarre. It completely knocked on my head what I expected a brothel to be. Because Adrian had told me all the ones he'd been to before and they seemed a bit seedy.
I was never in one myself.
Low lighting, curtains with stains on them and all that. But it was bizarre. But it was situated literally on Baggett Street where you'd probably walk by this house, you know, and think, oh, that's an accountancy firm or something like that. Or it's a doctor's or whatever the case may be. But it was just bizarre. And sitting to her. And then, sorry, we interviewed another prostitute.
When?
In the back of a taxi.
Oh, we
you
did.
Tell that story. We've interviewed a lot of prostitutes. Where
was that?
Ah, Jesus. Have you got Alzheimer's?
I must have.
How are you, Al? Come on.
No, remind me.
New York.
That's right. In New York on Paddy's Day.
Yeah. Myself and Adrian interviewed a... and I'll do the accent in a sec to set the scene.
A New York hooker.
Yes, she was a New York hooker. And we literally were in a taxi. We pulled up outside Madison Square Garden. She was standing there. And we said, hey, come in. How much do you charge for a half an hour? And he said, hey, dudes, I charge $100. And he says, here's $100. We want to do an interview. And we interviewed a prostitute in the back of the taxi.
That's right.
And the taxi man had no idea what was going on. He was just driving his yellow cab. Where do you want me to drop you, guys? And we were driving around in circles interviewing a prostitute. Bizarre. But that is what a brothel looks like.
A big Georgian house. I don't think they're all like that.
Oh, no. What would the rest of them be like?
Dingy joints underground and red lights and stuff.
Why would there be a red light?
Ah, red light district. Have you never heard that?
I didn't. I went to Amsterdam. Don't make fun of me, guys, when you hear this story. I've been to Amsterdam 1.5 times.
One and a half times. How can you be there one and a half times?
You can. You can be.
You're either there once or twice.
No. I've been to Amsterdam one and a half times.
Why? What does the half time consist of?
A half a time.
Well, you just ran in and ran back out again.
I passed through Amsterdam quickly once.
Oh, on a stopover on an airplane.
No. I was going to somewhere else in the Netherlands, which I can't discuss. It's very, very private.
It's very private.
Yeah. I was going to play at a place called Eindhoven. You've probably never heard of it.
I have,
city,
yeah.
It's a city in the Netherlands. And I was going to see a World War II recreation thing where they recreate battles from World War II. It's actually fascinating. So they dress up. This was back in secondary school.
This is back when you were a complete geek, not just a half a geek.
Yeah, I was fascinated with the war, and they were doing a recreation of a battle of Eindhoven.
And you flew over to...
And I went over with someone like, Jesus, no wonder I didn't get laid till I was about 25. I was the geekiest fuck in my school. And we went over to see a recreation of a battle in World War II where they were all dressed up. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
No, that's the most interesting part of the story you've told us.
Did you never know that?
No.
Oh yeah, you can go to... Have you never seen them recreating battles? They do it in America all the time, where they recreate famous battles and they run at each other with guns and all that.
You went to see that?
I went to see that.
This message says, I'd love to go to Amsterdam and I'd love to do the tours of the Red Light District. It sounds like a different planet. It is, Amanda. Very different. But you've never been in the Red Light District.
So I went to Amsterdam and I didn't do the Red Light District. I didn't do drugs either, because as you know, I've never done a drug in my life. Mm-hmm. I went to the sex museum.
Wow.
Where they have the, you know, the, every single woman that goes to Amsterdam, so predictable. Sorry, there's three photographs, and I'm going to finish with this on social media that bug the shit out of me. Okay?
One is,
and people always make it their profile picture, a girl going to Amsterdam and holding the 7-foot Mickey in her hand with her tongue out pretending she's licking it. Now, that's not true, because most women don't even lick Mickeys.
Correct, yeah.
So
okay.
Don't be making out that you love licking Mickeys. You don't love licking Mickeys. If they're all standing in the sex museum with the big 7-foot Mickey, which, by the way, many of you may not know this, is based on mine.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
And the girl is standing there in the sex museum and she has the tongue out going, girls, take a photograph. Isn't that hilarious? I'm licking a Mickey.
Right, what's the other one?
The other one is where people pretend they're holding up the what's that thing that's fallen over? It's been falling over for years. And it hasn't fallen.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The money racket.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yeah.
You know where they...
Yeah, that's deliberately at an angle. I've loads of photographs of me doing that.
Can I use the word spa?
What?
Because anybody that does that is a spa. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. You spend 2 hours trying to get your hand in the right position. I've never been to Pisa.
Yeah, no. I guarantee if you went, you'd do it.
No, I wouldn't do it.
You would. You absolutely would.
There's a new one as well. There's actually four. There's a new one as well. The people who go to the Louvre and they pretend they have their finger on top of the pyramid. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I have.
So there's a crate that you stand on top of and you put your finger on top of the... Oh, that's fucking original. Literally everybody...
Go on, there's one more.
The last one, and I've actually blocked someone on AirPage before for doing this. Men who pose for photographs with their fist clenched. You know, every man does that now because of Conor McGregor.
Really?
Oh, you know, have you ever seen a photograph of Conor McGregor where he doesn't have his fist like that?
No, like, I haven't. But Conor McGregor, I get.
But now every incel, all these men who look up to Conor McGregor, yeah?
Are all doing that.
Have you ever seen a fella in a photograph like that? They literally pose in a photograph with their fist clenched to make themselves look manly and stuff like that. Absolute wankers.
Anyway, I guarantee if you... visit Pisa, or if you visit the Louvre. Ugh.
Well, I've been to the Louvre.
And what was the first one?
Pisa.
No.
Oh, the Mickey. I'm not holding the Mickey.
I guarantee you would definitely do the Leaning Tower thing.
I wouldn't lick the Mickey.
Now, the Leaning Tower is amazing, but it's
have
very...
Have you licked the
there's
Mickey?
There's nothing else in the town.
What? Have you licked the Mickey?
No.
Can you imagine the amount of people that have literally...
No.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
I had the most random conversation earlier on.
Come on.
With
I did as well, by the way, but we'll come to that in a moment. I had the most random conversation with somebody.
To steal my thunder.
But come on anyway, random conversation, yeah.
I had a random conversation with a work colleague earlier on.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Natasha.
Hello, Natasha. How are you?
Natasha's a work colleague. Lovely girl.
Lovely.
Lovely girl. Could you get the roots done, though?
Jesus.
Oh, she's a divil for letting the roots grow out.
Is she?
She's a divil. And sorry, what's... Oh, that?
Yeah, that.
Oh,
that.
Sorry, he wants me to close the door of the studio. Hang on. Just to prove that we have a door in the studio. Listen. Shh. Listen. Shh. There we go.
Good man.
Anyway, I had a 10-minute debate. Now, this isn't a debate we could have on this podcast because we only do controversial stuff. It was a 10-minute debate about the spoons that they give out with HP Maxi Twists. I hate them. I hate them with a passion.
Why?
Because they're not even a spoon. It's just a wooden thing that's shaped like a thumb. I can't eat. Now, back in the day, guys...
But then go and get your own bloody spoon.
What?
Go and get your own spoon. Or bring your spoon with you.
You're a spoon.
No, you're being a spanner.
It'd be easy
If the spoon offends you that much, bring your own.
If you've ever eaten a Maxi Twist in the last few years... So back in the 90s, when you got a Maxi Twist in the shop or at an event like the theatre...
If you got a bloody Maxi Twist... You had a plastic spoon.
Yeah, you see.
Now they're wooden spoons.
And because apparently the plastic spoons off Maxi Twist were killing the dolphins and killing the sharks. So somebody turned around. Greta, I'm going to blame Greta Thunberg. Your spoons are killing the sharks. Your spoons are killing the whales.
Plastic poisoning of the seas is outrageous.
We need sharks killed. They're a danger to us.
No, they're not.
They're killers.
They're at it.
No.
Anyway, get over yourself.
So, they got rid of plastic spoons off Maxi Twists because they were killing the sharks! Get rid of it! It's easy knowing you've never had a Maxi Twist, Greta. You wench. Absolute wench. No, I actually like Greta.
Yeah, she's great. Leave her alone.
I love Greta.
Picking on a young woman like that.
You've ruined the Maxi Twist experience.
Like I said, if you're planning to go out and get a Maxi Twist, yeah, bring your own spoon. Take it from inside your pocket.
The thing about... I have a very... my wife says this about me. Yeah, I have a very impulsive appetite.
Impulsive appetite?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
In the bedroom, in and out of the bedroom, I have an impulsive appetite.
Right.
Like something can just pop into my head and I want it now. Like not next week. Yeah?
Okay.
Do you get me?
No, not really, but go on anyway.
So I could be driving through Glen of the Downs later on, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a lovely part of Dublin.
It's not as Wicklow, but go on anyway.
I could be driving to Glen of the Downs at 6 o'clock this evening. And I could just get a goo on me for a Maxi Twist. I will drive to the next place that sells them. I can't wait. But the point I'm trying to make is I'm not going to walk around with a spoon in my pocket on the off chance that I get a hard-on for a Maxi Twist. It just comes on me.
It just comes on you?
Oh, it just comes on me. I could be...
But then if the spoon offends you that much, well, then don't get a Maxi Twist.
I was flying to Doha. Last month, actually, for business.
Doha for business.
Doha. I was flying to Doha.
It's not called Doha. It's Doha. I was only there a few weeks ago.
It's the H silent.
You weren't there.
I was there.
No, I was there.
Sorry, I was flying there. I'm doing a bit of property deals in Qatar.
Oh, here he is. Walter's at it again.
I was doing...
Come on, Walter.
I was doing some property deals in Qatar last month, and I was flying to Doha with Qatar Airlines. By the way, thank you so much...
Would you ever shut the fuck up making up stupid stories for no real reason?
But anyway,
you weren't in Doha. You've never been on a Qatar Airlines flight.
I have been.
No, you haven't.
Great airline.
No, you haven't.
Yeah. Anyway, I was halfway between Dublin and Doha in Qatar, and I got a hankering for a Maxi Twist, and it ruined the flight because I couldn't get one. So anyway. I had a conversation, I don't even know why I'm saying this, but we debated whether or not the spoon of a Maxi Twist ruins the experience. And in my experience of Maxi Twists, and I would eat maybe 3 a week, I would say that the wooden spoon has destroyed what was once a pleasurable...
Well, then why do you do it? You have 3 Maxi Twists a week.
I would have about 3 Maxi Twists, yeah.
And the spoon is still the same, and you're giving out about it. Stop eating Maxi Twists and then you don't have an issue.
No man will stop me from eating Maxi Twists.
Now, talking of random conversations, as you know, I popped into Woody's on my way in here today, because I had to pick up something for our studio here. And
You may as well tell people what it is. It's an aircon unit.
Yeah, an air conditioning unit because this place is like a sauna. Anyhow, while I was in same said Woody's store, I bumped into a person... Who shall remain nameless.
By the way, Woody's.
Yeah?
They don't advertise with us, do they?
No. Can I just not at present. No?
I'm sure your story is amazing and I'm sure people are hanging on your every word.
Well, they will be when they hear the story.
Then I'm hanging. Why didn't you tell me this before we came on?
I have a story to tell.
How come you can't find someone in Woody's to help you?
Oh, I can.
No, you can't. No, no, I'm sorry.
I can.
No.
Regularly,
no,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, no.
Anyway, let me tell my story. So I bumped into somebody.
Well, it wasn't a member of staff, that's for sure.
I bumped into somebody.
Bump into a member of staff there.
Well, actually, this particular individual came over to me, and without naming names, this particular person.
Is this a member of staff from Woody's?
No, this is a relative of yours.
Okay.
Okay, so a relative of yours,
Shopping and Woody's,
yep,
no,
came over to me and said the following.
Yeah,
I want you to tackle Jeremy over a particular issue. So I have an issue that I want to tackle you over.
Issue is the word.
This is coming from a relative.
Issue. Yeah.
And when I heard this story, I was horrified.
What is it now? What did I do?
One of the
most of my relatives have disowned me.
Yeah, well, this one is as well.
Yeah. Okay. Male or female?
Female.
Oh.
Yeah. So, this particular relative told me a story. One of the most joyful things I've ever done in my life, yeah, was teaching my kids how to cycle a bike. Getting the stabilizers off their bike and eventually them going and cycling away, good-o.
I did it about 5 years ago with my son.
Apparently you did.
The summer of 2020.
Okay, apparently you did.
What do you mean, apparently I did.
But what I found out earlier is that you have offered to pay.
Whoa.
You've offered to pay somebody to train your daughter how to cycle a bike.
Where did you hear
because
that story?
You couldn't be fucking arsed to do it yourself.
Where did you hear that story?
I just heard that story. Is that true or is that not true? Your daughter is on her bike at the moment and she still has stabilizers. Is that right? Your middle girl.
What aisle was it?
Doesn't matter what aisle it was.
In Woody's.
And what I found out was your middle daughter is stabilizers.
Alex.
She wants to get the stabilizers off. She wants to learn how to cycle properly.
She said a month ago, she said, Daddy, I want to be able to cycle without stabilizers before the end of the summer.
Brilliant.
And I
Excellent.
Said, yeah, brilliant. Well done. Yeah.
But you said, I'm not doing it.
Oh, no, I'm not doing it.
Why aren't
Sorry,
you doing
what
it?
The conversation was.
Yeah. That you have offered a relative money to actually teach your daughter how to cycle.
I offered their auntie,
yeah,
who will remain because she has several aunties. I offered one of Alex's, so Alex is my daughter.
Yeah.
And I offered one of her aunties €100 to teach my daughter how to cycle
fuck
a bike.
Me sideways.
So fuck you sideways. What's wrong with that?
Why would you know? Why won't you teach your own daughter how to cycle?
Oh,
that's the job of a father.
No, I'm...
You did it for your son. Why won't you do it for your daughter?
Yeah, that's what I don't do. People who have like 5 and 6 kids, by the 5th and 6th kid, you don't even teach them anything. You don't teach them how to eat or speak. It just happens. No, that's not for me, I have to say. Wouldn't be my cup of tea.
I'm basically saying that you're a disgrace of a father. An absolute disgrace of a father. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. I can't believe that you taught your son and now aren't teaching your daughter. Refusing to teach your daughter how to cycle.
Okay,
what's the difficulty here?
In the summer of 2020, where I taught my son how to cycle the bike, it was an arduous, long task, okay?
Yeah.
It took the guts of a month of my life and I swore I'd never do it again. And lo and behold, I've 2 more kids that I have to teach and I just couldn't face it. So I said to one of their aunties, I said, here's €100. Will you teach my daughter how to cycle a bike without the stabilizers? And she said, why? Is that not your job? And I said, I couldn't be arsed. That's why people...
I couldn't be arsed.
I just couldn't. A part of me would die if I had to go
through
that.
There's a part of me dying that you're such a horrible prick.
Oh, well.
There really is. There really is. Honestly, I'm horrified.
Well, you'll be horrified by this then as well. we may as well. See, if we're in for a penny, in for a pound.
Yeah, go on.
So, and this is the God honest truth, and you will believe this because I wouldn't have come up with this otherwise. So we take turns, myself and the missus take turns at reading bedtime stories for the kids. And just want to make sure she's not listening to this podcast. No, she won't be. And when my missus reads bedtime, I hate reading bedtime stories.
You hate it? Another fatherly duty you hate?
I'm a lazy father. So what I do is I play bedtime readable books on Spotify. So the one I'm going through at the moment is Paddington Bear. I just hate sitting at the side of the bed.
So what do you do? Just fuck the phone beside the bed and say, listen to that?
No, I stay in the bedroom and I just put this on. So here's the one there.
No, it's all right. I'll get a cloth from the kitchen. Sorry, said Paddington. thinking what else he could do. Perhaps I could come and help you with the washing up.
Right, I get that. I get it.
So that's Paddington.
Because you're too lazy.
But what's the difference between playing them an audiobook?
Because the whole thing is the joy of being a parent.
Sorry, you weren't there to read bedtime stories. Your kids are in the pub every night. What did you do? Did you phone in the bedtime story?
I did.
You literally WhatsApped your kids with the bedtime story.
You have the opportunity to teach your daughter how to cycle and read bedtime stories, and you're not arse doing either.
When I listen back to this, it's probably going to sound worse than
I'm telling you, it sounds really bad. It sounds really, really bad. And I'm going to just leave it hanging there and let our listeners judge you for being you.
Well, in what way, though, am I being me?
You're just a prick. You're a horrible father.
Oh, no.
You are a horrible, horrible father. Paying somebody to teach your kid how to cycle a bike. I'm just...
But sure, we pay people to teach our children. We pay teachers.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
No, you have to be ashamed of yourself. Seriously.
But honestly, this is the best hack you'd ever get. So if you go into Spotify, you need Spotify Premium, and you go into children's bedtime stories, mm-hmm. and you just put in... So like, say, for instance...
I get it. I just think you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Just give them an iPad.
Oh, here we go.
Paddington knocked a teapot off the table by accident. Oh, I really don't need any help, Paddington, Mr. Brown said.
What is the difference between me playing them bedtime
and some English woman reading it to them?
It sounds like Jennifer Saunders, actually, I think it could be. So what's the difference? So you... read bedtime stories to
your
kids.
Didn't live with my kids when they were younger, so...
Oh, that's your excuse.
Yeah, that's a reasonable excuse.
Oh, that's convenient.
It's a reasonable excuse.
Oh, that's convenient. Move out of the family home so you don't
have
bedtime
stories.
You're
actually in the same house and you're playing a tape.
It's the way forward, guys. Spotify, children's bedtime stories. Okay.
Anyway, shame on you. I'm just going to leave that hanging right there. Ladies and gentlemen.
Does it make me sound like a bad father?
Yeah, it does.
Live from our studios in the White Sands Hotel, Portmarnock, Dublin, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
That's a name that unfortunately used to be a nice name, but it's kind of associated with common now. We're talking about myself and Adrian have a mutual friend, and her name is Sabrina.
And what's wrong with the name Sabrina?
That's associated with selling Toblerone on Henry Street.
Sabrina?
No, I
associate that with witches.
What?
I associate that name with witches.
Why is a grown man watching Sabrina the Teenager?
Well, it's 20 odd years ago.
It is. She's all grown up now.
She's nearly 40.
She's turned into a bit of a witch.
Really?
She's not the way she looked. No, I had a crush on her when I was...
Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Yeah.
You were about 30 at the time.
No, I wasn't. How could I be... You need to go back to school and learn your maths. I wasn't 30 when I was watching Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Melissa Joan Hart is her name.
Melissa Joan Hart, yeah.
Oh,
what?
Dear.
Here, now, Kennedy, you don't look the same as you did.
Ah, well, I know, but...
I know, she's no longer the teenage witch.
No. Anyway...
And by the way, I'm not fat-shaming her. She's not... Women are allowed to put
that's
on
That's not
money.
What I was on about.
Yeah, no, she just looks... She doesn't just... look... Actually, sorry, can I just say, guys, the first time I discovered that I... You know the way there's a point in your life, all of you, where... I don't know if it's like this for women, but for men... There's a point where you realise, oh, I'm into women. So always, say, my young fella is 10, yeah?
Yeah.
So he doesn't notice girls in
that
way.
He's telling you.
I know, he doesn't know, because I said, what do you think of girls? And he says, oh, no, they're boring. All they talk about is girl stuff. So he's not into that yet, yeah?
Right, yeah.
But what was the point in your life that you knew, oh, women are my thing? I'll give you my one.
Yeah, go on.
Sabrina. Was not your woman's name, the one with the big jabs?
Sabrina?
You're with the big Sabrina with the jabs.
Sabrina with the jabs? Oh, what does that even mean?
Yeah, we shouldn't really be calling breast jabs.
No, but you said we shouldn't. You are.
Give me a jug. Sorry, jugs. Do any of you remember a woman called Sabrina? She was a singer and she had big jabs.
Oh, your woman.
I have to stop saying jabs.
Yes, please stop saying it. It sounds pathetic.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
So she had big knockers.
Oh, stop saying that as well.
Oh, God, what do you call them then? What can you call them? I'm not calling them breasts.
Well, that's what they are.
That's what a doctor calls them.
But that's what they are.
Do you want me to check your breasts? So have you ever said to a woman, can I feel your breasts?
So this was a singer back in the day, yeah?
I always seek permission before feeling a woman's breast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much.
And this was the song. And it was called Boys, Boys, Boys.
And literally, so, Adrian brought us to one point in the song that there's no mention of Boys, Boys, Boys.
Yeah,
but you
kind
of got it to the proper one. Yep.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what year that was, that song. It doesn't matter. Let's not timestamp when the song came out. Doesn't matter.
I know when it was.
We won't timestamp songs. It doesn't matter. It's still out now.
Hell.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
No, that was it. Do you want to know the year?
They used it in the ad for Smith's Toys. They changed the word from Boys by Boys to Toys, Toys, Toys. Get down to Smith's Toys. Anyway, the song was called Boys, Boys, Boys.
Yeah.
Or maybe just Boys. I don't know if she repeated it three times. And O'Shaughnessy, you should call him Diddy's. No, I'm sorry.
Diddy's?
No, I like Keith's.
Lads, what is this?
I like Keith's one. Titay's. We have to have a name for them. No, I'm sticking with mine. I'll use Jabs. Anyway.
No, don't use that.
I'll use whatever I want.
Sorry. Anyway, she was well endowed.
Yeah, so this woman, I'm saying the song was about 1996.
It wasn't, it was 1988.
Let's not get caught up on years.
But no, I'm telling you when it was out.
We won't get...
Oh, actually, no, it was out in 1987.
So I'm... Yeah, but they re-came out.
No, it didn't. No, it came out in 1987.
They re-released in the late 90s.
And based on recent revelations by you weren't even born.
Okay, so it came out in the late 90s, that song.
The late 80s?
No, I'm going to say 1999, okay?
But it wasn't.
It was. So this song came out in 1999, and it was by a woman, and her name was Sabrina.
Yeah.
And she just had one name. She didn't have a surname or anything. Her name was just Sabrina. And lads, can I just say, her baps, we're going for baps now.
Baps.
Her baps were...
Do you know how immature you sound? You absolute fool
of
a man.
But anyway, her baps were commendable. And I remember the video coming on the TV, late 90s. I was about 10, I'd say.
The late 90s. This song was out in 1988.
No, but they re-released.
They didn't. It was never re-released.
It was remastered.
It wasn't.
Her baps were remastered. And that was when I saw that video on the TV for the first time, I said, women are my cup of tea. Thank you very much. That
video.
That's literally. So had I seen a different video, I could have turned out gay.
Oh.
Yeah. But because I saw Sabrina and her baps, which is a great name for a band. Sabrina, if you're getting back together with the rest of the people, by the way, the song is bloody awful.
It's awful, yeah.
Play it there again. Give it another spin.
Nah, I've knocked it off. Mark Zuckerberg will block us off.
I'd knock it off, all right. But anyway, that was my foray into heterosexuality.
Right.
Because that was the first time that I realised women are for me. That they're my thing. They're my cup of tea. Now, she's a gorgeous looking woman, isn't she?
Well, this was 1988.
No, oh, no, I'm talking... No, she was ugly back then. No, I'm talking about when she remastered herself.
No, she never remastered
herself.
She did
remaster herself.
No.
Late 90s. Anyway, lads, if you haven't seen this video before, now, it's just, in fairness, this is going to come across as very immature. It's a woman in a swimming pool with a very skimpy bikini on that's about 10 times too small for her. Measure your breasts, Sabrina! Like, every woman should get their cup size measured before buying a bikini. Did you know that, by the way?
What?
That before a woman buys a bikini, she's supposed to go and get her cups measured.
Is she?
Have you ever got your cups measured?
No, but why would I? I don't have boobs.
Really? But when she re-released the song in 1997, it went to number one in the UK and Ireland. When she re-released the song in 1997, they were showing the video on the TV. So there's little me. 10 years old, 1997, switch on the TV.
10 years old, and I have to do the maths here.
It's not a maths class. We don't need to do maths. So there's me sitting in at the television, yeah?
Yeah.
Watching Sabrina, 1997, 10 or 9 years old. I can't work it out. And see, a good lawyer should really write down.
You should, yeah.
Yeah, you're a much better lawyer than me. I catch myself out. And when I saw her baps on my widescreen TV, I said...
Sorry, when that song was out, there were big, huge box TVs.
1997? No, I had an OLED screen.
No.
Yeah.
Not when that song was out.
What?
Not when that song was out, you didn't.
Oh, sorry, Jay wants to talk about this. Now, I hope he's not going to expose...
Okay, here we go.
Expose the holes in my story about years and stuff like that.
There's major holes in your story.
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, young Jeremy. You sound like a fucking 12-year-old there, pal.
No.
I must agree with you. Well, mine is our favourite TV programme, Jeremy, TJ Hooker. I think you know who I'm talking about. When I seen her in that uniform,
William Shatner.
Number one, I always wanted to be a policeman. And number two, I knew women were my cup of tea as well, my friend.
we all have that point.
What was her name?
Heather Locklear.
Oh, yeah.
So Heather Locklear, by the way, has aged like Gouda cheese.
What age is that age?
Well, you can put Gouda cheese in your fridge for 15 years, yeah?
Yeah.
And you can take that Gouda cheese out and it'll still be in its prime. It won't go off. Gouda,
really?
Gouda doesn't go off. And Heather Locklear now is still a beautiful, she's a beautiful specimen of womanhood, I have to say, isn't she?
Yeah, not bad, yeah.
Oh, really? No?
No.
Well, make a comment. Here's Kennedy sitting here like he's a male model going, oh, she's not as good as she used to be.
No, she is. She's stunning.
She's not as good as she used to be.
She's stunning. Yeah.
But anyway, that was, I never looked back after that. So to Sabrina, there's a lot of women in Dublin that are thanking you for me being heterosexual. That's all I'm saying.
Find me one woman who's saying thank you that he turned out straight. Find me that woman. One, just one. There isn't. Your own wife wouldn't even say that.
Even if I had her on the phone now, she said, you're making a show yourself in this podcast, you immature fool.
Absolutely.
What did I marry? So the video was called Boys, Boys, Boys.
By Sabrina. Have a look at it.
Lads, I would suggest watching it on your own with a packet of tissues.
Ah, you dirty bastard.
No, it's very... The hay fever out today. I've been blowing my nose non-stop.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.